three speakers. He's a much shorter keynote, 10-minute sort of. He's got to pack a lot into his 10 minutes. And these are the challenges. These are the provocations which will help us finalise the day before we hit the evening sessions. Welcome, Bob, and thanks very much.
Thank you. Academics don't cram things into 7 minutes. So the real paper is in the proceedings, and this is just a quick grab, right? And if I can make this work... Use this. Yes. Okay. We're always inventing new words for things, aren't we? And this is when they invented the word social exclusion, Amartya Sen decided that he would actually interrogate why people needed a new term to describe what everybody had always previously called poverty. And he said, so what's the use of this term? Does it actually contribute to our understanding of the nature of poverty? Does it help in identifying the causes, etc., etc.? So these are the kind of questions you need to ask yourself. What has resilience, this new term that we're now using, what has it added to the debate? And if any of you remember, Jules Pfeiffer had a fantastic cartoon in 1975 where he said, I used to think I was poor. Then they told me I wasn't poor, I was needy. Then they told me it was self-defeating to think of myself as needy and I was deprived. And then they told me deprived was a bad image. I was underprivileged. Then they told me I was underprivileged, was overused, I was disadvantaged. I still don't have a dime, but my God, I got a good vocabulary. And nowadays, they'd be sitting on the park bench and the bloke next to me would be saying, yes, and now I also lack capacity. And the other bloke says, yeah, I'm a bit socially excluded. And the last cake in it is, yeah, but I need more resilience. So what's literacy and what's literacy got to do with this? Literacy isn't a skill, it's an aspect of social relationships between those who have more power and those who have less. The people with more power, often the educators, sit up the front of the class, and the more literate you are, the less literate other people are. So the more I can talk, the less you can say. It's a power thing, and I've got a lot of power standing here. And people who are less literate than me will be going, oh my God, I can't participate in this conversation. So we, in the old left used to say, well, it's the hunger of the many that fills the belly of the few. It's the wordlessness of the poor that fills the academic journals of the rich. The wordlessness of some people, the lack of literacy of some people, is actually just the other side of the coin of the people who are more literate. And so inventing new concepts for old things can often be a way not just of walking away from the underlying reality of this imbalance, but it might actually be a way of suppressing any discussion about what needs to change it. And so, if resilience is going to mean anything in the face of growth and growing social inequality on a global scale, it's the ability and willingness and the commitment to fight back and to resist when other people use their words to put you in a position of powerlessness. And that means we have to talk about human solidarity and practice it constantly. And it means we have to read the world critically, the way Paulo Freire taught us to read the world. But more importantly, we need to listen to the way the people who don't have as many words as we do, how they read the world. And in my paper, I argue that people who have shown us how to do this over time can be found in the societies of Timor-Leste, where they've just done, as you said, 120,000 people have become part of the national conversation by becoming more literate. In Cuba, where in 1961 they closed the high schools and kids went into the countryside and helped people in the districts and the rural areas learn how to read and write. And now we're hoping that we're going to try and get something like this happening in some of the communities in Aboriginal Australia. Picture tells a thousand. What is it? No, picture's worth a thousand. 1961, 2008, 2012. Thank you.